Polly Sear was elected Newark's newest mayor during a special election Tuesday night. Sear received just 115 additional votes over candidate Amy Rowe to secure the victory. A total of 3,695 votes were cast, including absentee ballots. Following her defeat, Rowe said she's proud of her campaign and will continue working on current projects.
I think that we've energized the neighbors in a way that's never occurred in the past. And I think that's very exciting for the future of our town.
One of the biggest issues splitting Newark is the proposed data center and power plant set to be built on the old Chrysler plant property now owned by the University of Delaware. While Rowe and other candidates had been vocal about their opposition to the plant, Sear hasn't stated a definitive position.
I'm keeping an open mind on the Chrysler plant because I think there's still too many facts and information to come out. The plans haven't been submitted, and really we need to work through the due diligence and the process that the city's going through now with the permitting.
A total of 7 candidates entered the mayor race, including Newark City Councilman Mark Moorhead, who came in fourth. Moorhead blasted the support Sear received from special interest groups that allegedly distributed materials on her behalf.
I have a real problem with this result because what it says is Newark is not only open for business, but you can buy an election for $60,000, and that's a really bad precedent for our democracy.
Sear says she has no involvement in the PAC and feels taken advantage of.
I am thoroughly disappointed and upset that this has even entered into City of Newark election. It's not acceptable. I will investigate it, and I will find out how it all occurred and make sure that those folks don't let this happen again.
Sear will be sworn in during City Council's next meeting on December 3rd. She said her first order of business will be working with Council to approve the city's 2014 budget.